program. I'm loving it. Okay.
Okay. So, though we don't have quorum, let's call the session for the Southern Arizona Oversight Committee together. And the date is May 23rd of 2023. And it is currently 10:46 a.m. And I'd like to introduce myself, Barbara Parling, Vice Chair. And I'm going, and Ken, you're still with
Ken
us.
Carol's. Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm going to hand it over and just let it go around. We'll go with sure. The committee members first, and everybody, please, after, then Larry and Frederick, and then our everyone else, please just say hello and your name. That would be lovely. Thank you. Did I lose everybody? Ken?
Is it Ken Carroll's? Okay. Go ahead.
Phyllis, we'll give it to you.
Okay. Phyllis Grant, peer and family member with Family Involvement Center.
And children too. Yes, Phyllis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. That's your question. Oh, thank you.
Hi, Barbara. This is Frederica Graham with Access.
Thanks, Frederica.
Larry Allen with ADOA.
Thanks, Larry. Okay.
And I'll help you out here because I know you're not on camera. So we have a DDD here as well, Michelle.
Hi, I'm Michelle Rademacher, DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison.
Morning, Michelle.
And then Joe.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Joe Coutsman with Banner Health.
Hi, Joe.
And then Dawn.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dawn McReynolds with United Healthcare.
And Karen.
Yes, Karen Ulick. I identify as a family member and also a representative for Arizona Complete Health.
And then Denise.
Hi, everyone. This is Denise Jolly. I'm with Molina Healthcare.
And Jason just joined.
Oh, good, Jason. Good morning. Okay. Thank you. We just did introductions and we went ahead and started the recording. Jason, I'm so glad you're here. So we can officially, we've met quorum. I'm going to let. Oh, Jason, I think you're on mute.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Morning, Jason. Good to hear your voice.
Really good. Just a brief. You can tell them what you've been doing. Who are you? It's just so that our committee.
Yeah. Hi, yes. Everybody. Jason Winsky here from Tucson Police Department Mental Health Support Team, committee member, and I supervise the police department's outreach teams, working with vulnerable populations.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks, Jason. Thank you. All right. I have to briefly ask you all I sent out with the agenda conflict of interest form. Does anybody have anything that they need to, disclose? Anyone? Okay, I didn't think we would run into that, but I just thought I'd follow the script. Anyway, thank you very much. I'm going to actually, looking at the agenda, I'm just going to jump up to information from both. We'll start with Larry from ADOA and then with Frederica. Any what did I do with it? There it is.
Good morning.
Comments.
Updates from ADOA. We have an open meeting law training scheduled on June 7th at 10 a.m. If anybody is interested or has not received the invite, please let me know and I'll be happy to send the invite out to the group. The other update I have is the state fiscal year ends next month, end of June. So Year-end report will start or end July 1st of last year through end of June this year. So if you need a timeline for that, that is the timeline for your year-end report. That is the update I have for the group. Is there any questions or concerns that I could help answer?
Larry, thank you so much for that information. That's really important. You know, as many of you know, or maybe not all of you know, Susan Heider has left the committee. She had to leave, and she's been doing that report. So I will be reaching out to all of us, our members, to help with that. And by the way, Tyson, good morning. Good morning. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Thank you. That's perfect.
Good morning, Tyson.
Okay, that gives us five. That's wonderful. Thank you, Tyson. I hope all is well with whatever that, anyway. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Larry. So June 30 is the end of it. And so that report is titled, the one that's due July 1st, did you say, what's it titled? The year-end report? Susan,
yeah, it's the annual report annual. The committee okay. will generate. And it's not due till November 1st, so there's plenty of time. I'm just letting you know the time frame that you'll be working through.
Okay.
And so it's based on the state's fiscal year. So.
All right.
But
perfect.
Now the open meeting law training is a virtual training, and will last approximately 90 minutes. So. I highly recommend if you haven't had one or sat through a training to do so. You will learn quite a bit on it. So
it's June 7th again, please, 10 a.m., right? So it goes till about 11:30. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So please let me know if you would like to attend and you don't have an invite, and I'll get that out to you.
Okay. Let me back up for a minute. I'm sorry for. Tyson, please say hello and introduce yourself, if you would. Thank you very much.
Yes, I apologize. I was late. Tyson Gillespie. I'm a committee member, and I work in the field and also have family members who have been supported through the public behavioral health system.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Tyson. Thank you.
Good to hear you, Tyson. Thank
you. Yes, very good. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Perfect. Frederica, any updates?
The only thing that I have, and it's not really my update, but something that I'm just going to share because I know that it's in the community right now, the information on the different facilities that have been, that were, I guess, essentially licensed and are now either on suspension or have been, for the fraudulent, they've been terminated. So if any questions come about regarding that, please just let me know and I will direct it to who that all information needs to be directed to. I know that there's a list of about 100, maybe even more at this point, providers that have been affected by that. So with that being said, I know there are several members of the population that may be affected by that as well. So if anything comes up, if you guys have any questions and that sort of thing, please just let me know and I can get that directed to the appropriate parties for follow-up for you all. That's all I have. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Hey, Ken, that sounds exactly up our alley. That's where I would like to go. And Frederica, if please, if you can find any of those facilities that are housing any of our members, that's right up our alley because the licensed facilities have some, thank goodness, oversight of some sort. It's these unlicensed and the ones you just mentioned that Ken and I would be very interested in.
Well, so let me explain. They're licensed, but their licenses are suspended and or terminated.
Right. So exactly. So not point, we're not they're being reviewed properly, hopefully.
I don't know if I can send you, I'm gonna put the link in the chat for you guys on that list so you guys will have it. But as far as doing any any visits there. I don't know how that's working at this point. I do know the Office of Inspector General has their hands all over this case. And
right. I think they have a lot of visitors. I don't think it's probably would be our priority as far as Pima County here, but given the fact that they're
okay.
I think there's enough searchlights right there going on. So
I misunderstood. Okay. But thank you, Frederica. That's good to know. Interesting. Okay. Thank you. All right. Were there other things, Frederica?
That's all I have, unless you guys have any more questions for me.
Just to thank you again. I got myself locked off the QM server, and thank you for getting me back. And I just wanted to point that out, and also to Phyllis, is that Frederica is the best when you lock yourself out of areas. So thank you, Frederica, for helping me get back in.
No problem.
Thanks. Okay, I'm going to pass this over to Jason, and it's so good you're here again. And if you have any updates for us.
Hello, everybody. Actually, the only update I have is we are right in the middle of a CIT class this week. So I stepped out to join the meeting. We're on a break, which is perfect. And we have 47 students representing seven different law enforcement agencies around Tucson and Pima County. We have probation officers, corrections officers, parole officers, police, sheriff's deputies, Pima College, you name it, are all here. And CIT is a big collaboration of different agencies that come together to put the training on. And so we're on day two and it is going well.
Excellent. That's great.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful, Jason. How long is your break? How long can you stay with us? Do you know? Or
I got a half an hour at least.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you so much. That is such good information. Again, Jason, is that open for all of us to take that CIT training, or just is it focused for?
It's focused on law enforcement and it's kind of in that arena, but on a limited basis, we do offer spots for people from the community to kind of audit the class, or maybe sit in for a day or two just to kind of get the flavor of it. So if anyone's interested in that, just shoot me an email.
Okay. Yep. I am very interested. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Jason. Okay. As far as member recruitment outreach, any of our members or anybody in the community, have you been able to put out the word about this committee and possibly see if anyone's interested in coming aboard? Okay. Now, I've made the determination I'm going to go down to my alma mater where I got my master's. Anyway, I graduated from ASU with my social work master's, and I was going to see if they would allow me to approach some of the classrooms and see if any of the students are interested. I don't know when exactly I'm going to do that, but that's in my future plans here in the not too distant future. Just thought I'd mention that. Does anyone else have any comments on membership recruitment or outreach?
This is Phyllis. The only thing I've been able to do is hand out the flyers that, you know, have the flyers on a table when I table at different events. I am meeting tomorrow with some staff at Casey Family Programs. We're co-located with them now. And so I'm going to take those flyers and see if they know of any families they're working with who might be interested in joining this committee, or they themselves. So that's good.
That sounds great, Phyllis, because I know having people from the directly involved in the community would be ideal to have some members that have someone currently in the system. That would be great.
Barbara, we have a active young adult advisory group for one of our clinics. I'll speak to the staff liaison. Those are young adults, 18 to 24, and see if there's anybody that might want to participate in this committee.
Oh, I would love that, Tyson. That would be so swell. My only concern with the college, by the way, I'm just thinking that it was my experience that there was, they would learn more from just being here than actually being able to jump in, but you just never know. So, but thank you, Tyson. That's an excellent idea. Some people that are, you know, involved in what we're doing. Okay, thanks.
Thanks. And John.
Under IAD reports, that's pretty much our QM server anymore. I just want to say, once I got back into the QM server, I went to do a pull a report and everything had been reviewed. And I wanted to thank whoever's out there. I don't know if that's you, Tyson. I have a hunch it's probably Joanna, who is not here today to take credit for it. But somebody's reviewing our reports on the QM server. So thank you, thank you. And I definitely want to get on there a couple times a month anyway and just try to pull some and read some just to stay on top of it. Phyllis, you too?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry. Just a minute. Oh, Phyllis, I was just wondering if on this QM server, if you want to work with me now in the future, and we'll get to looking at some of those reports or figure out how to make it easier for ourselves, because it was Susan sure. Hyder that was doing so much work. She was just wonderful. Susan Hyder. Yeah. And also, oh, wasn't she great? And we don't have her now. And also our Joanna Keel, and she's not here today. She's been wonderful about reading those reports.
I'll reach out to Frederica and get myself back on. I think it was for lack of use is what I got, why I got locked out. I'd forgotten to log on for, I don't know, a couple of months probably. So do I need to reach out to you, Frederica?
Yes. Okay. When you're ready, just let me know, because once I send you the link, I think it's like a 30-minute window that you have to access it, or I'll have to send it again. So whenever you're ready, just let me know, and then I can set up a calendar invite with you so that you don't get, so your link doesn't expire.
Okay. And I think moving forward, I'm going to carve out some time on my calendar each day to go through the report so that this doesn't happen again. Because it's easy to forget when I'm doing other things. So, okay, thanks.
No worries. Thank you.
Perfect, Phyllis. That's exactly my experience. And not to mention understanding how to pull a report. It's still tricky for me, but yes, thank you. Excuse me, on that topic of the QM server, Frederica, is our trainer, her initials are... Who gave us that wonderful training?
It was CJ a while ago.
CJ, yes, yes, yes.
CJ's still with Access, but she's in a different division department now. So she doesn't really have any dealings with that part. However, the training itself is on the IOC website. So if you have problems with accessing that, or if you have, you know, questions, you just need to roll through that with you. I'm happy to do so. Just let me know when.
Thanks. Now I did pull down Frederica, there's a PowerPoint presentation. That's what I've been using so I could get back on because I didn't have the correct link. And that's the one, Phyllis, do you need me to send you a link to that or a copy of that PowerPoint presentation? It does walk us through nicely, and it has some of the important information to use that server. Do you need that, Phyllis?
I still have it.
Okay.
I just need to go through my old emails from Susan and Frederica and see who, I don't remember who sent it. So Susan was really good about walking me through how to get into the QM.
Yeah, and I'm happy to do the same. If you guys just let me know what day and time works best for you, and I'll carve out some time on my schedule. I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Frederica. And thanks, Phyllis, very much. Okay, special populations. I'm going to give this to Phyllis and Tyson. I'll let you. Tyson, do you want to go first? And then
Sure. I'll start with our SMI-determined members. I think there are several exciting things that I'm involved in, including a co-location project at the CRC with Connections, the agency that runs the CRC. We have co-located staff doing direct enrollments for members that come in crisis. That may be SMI-determined members, general mental health, substance use, or youth. And we're able then to immediately get them onboarded into services and supports. And then for our transition age youth population, we have some community trainings, and Phyllis, I'll probably be reaching out to see if there's anybody from your staff that may want to come that's supported through grants. One of those is training in the TIP model, which is an evidence-based model for that population. Another training is staff who are providing direct supports and services, a full-day training partnered with the U of A on how to discuss sexual health and STI prevention, so that staff who are directly working with that population have some tools when they're having those conversations with staff. And then last, the organization I'm a part of, Intermountain Community Partners, is continuing to work with Department of Child Safety on the rollout of Youth Thrive, which is an evidence-based approach to working with adolescents and young adults. And we'll be providing a training at the end of the summer to community members and also Department of Child Safety staff.
This is Phyllis. Tyson, that is amazing. I am so excited that you guys are co-locating at the CRC. That when I was at Hope many years ago, we were co-located for a while. It's such a need. And I think your agency, you guys are going to do a great job. I am really excited about that.
I actually am here today. I had to be out of my office unexpectedly to be over here. And actually sitting at the CRC as we speak. So
That's awesome. Are you providing peer support specialist services also?
I think so we do have some on board with us, and then we're also making some referrals to Hope for their PAC team to be able to support as well. So little in-house, and then for more intensive services, we're referring over to the PAC team.
What about family support? Are you guys providing that, or is that not something your agency does?
So, as you probably know, Phyllis, a little more difficult on the adult side at times.
Yes.
On the youth side, I'd be definitely, there's a couple of different things we do, but I really want to circle back around with you at some point of how we can maybe make referrals over to FIC.
Okay. I'm just really glad to see you guys being at the CRC. I've been working with a lot of people lately, and mental health situation is really bad. So closing any gaps and connecting people to the resources they need to be successful and further recovery is fantastic.
Yeah, we really have seen, we've been doing this for 2 months, and I think the numbers that I saw yesterday, we've had about 130, 140 enrollments. We're only here Monday through Friday.
Oh, wow, that is so great.
Gosh, that is nice. Wonderful. Yes.
So on my side, I know that some of the struggles we've had in the family and the children's system has been getting services, especially for those kids who have autism, and for their families with the ABA service and the things like that. There's been a little bit of movement. in, you know, some of the rural areas are really struggling. But Casa Grande, family I'm working with up there, they've seen, they've really been getting some services they needed, and they're getting DDD all tech services, which can be challenging to get because of the lack of providers. But so that's good. I've seen in Pima County, we still, the children's system still struggles with getting all the services in place. I know from my own experience that what was helpful to my family, is some of those services are no longer available, or they look differently. And that's what I'm discovering, is that some of those services that we had have morphed into something different. And there's been such a high turnover the last few years, and the system has gone through so many changes. People are very confused. Like right now we have, I'm a little confused about Pinal Hispanic Council, Arizona Children's Association, Intermountain. I think that Intermountain has absorbed them. And so that has, in some cases, created, I have a lot of families who are with Arizona Children's Association. So when Intermountain in the southern region took over Arizona Children's, some cases went smoothly. Others, the case manager they had at Arizona Children's was gone. They did not go with the move, and there was no communication and about who's going to take over that family's, that child's case. And it's been, you know, we don't, it's like the old Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first kind of thing. Is it's a little confusing and trying to find the right people. I just make calls and see who can find. Yes.
Hey, Phyllis. We definitely can talk offline, depending on where in the southern region. I can definitely get you the points of contact, because Pima County looks a little bit different than Pinal, different than Santa Cruz. And so if you want to just reach out, I can definitely get you in touch with the leaders, so that you're able to help those families access the care that they want.
That would be helpful. Some transitions have gone very well, very smoothly. Others, there have been some bumps and some gaps. Nothing so far has caused a crisis in the family, which is good news. No one's gone without medication, to my knowledge anyway. And in the adult system, there's been a little bit of hiccups with, but that has nothing to do with, you know, Intermountain Arizona Children's. It's, I have a couple of adults who are not being successfully connected with their case manager, the one in particular, and I'm helping that person with that one. We're resolving that situation. The other thing I wanted to bring, thank you, Tyson. I will do that, absolutely.
Just really quick, Phyllis, this is Joe, before you go into your next area okay. or topic. If any of those situations involve Banner members, you know, please reach out to us. You know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
Thank you.
And some of them are Banner. I have a lot more Banner families I'm working with now than I used to. So yeah, definitely. The other thing is that, going back to the autism spectrum disorder situation, or not situation, but Arizona Complete Health, the OIFA department there is working on, they're just starting talks with, just talked with us last week at the TA for Family and Peer Support Specialists about getting together providers of programs for kids identified with autism spectrum disorder and family members, parents, caregivers, to meet and have what they're calling a forum to talk about what's available, what the needs are, and also to provide support to those family members, caregivers, as they're dealing with the community, the stigma especially. We talked a lot about the stigma when you're out with a child who has autism. If they're, the spectrum is so all-encompassing that you have kids who you wouldn't know have autism, except that they have sensory, you know, obvious sensory issue. Or you can't tell at all when you're out in the community with them.
they have no signs. And you have other kids who are nonverbal, who are easily triggered, more triggered than other kids, and who really struggle to be, around other people. And we're finding education is challenged with, handling them without bias and without the stigma. I'm not saying the teachers, but they seem to be struggling with other kids. I've had some couple of kids have been bullied by other kids because they're different. They're obviously different. And so, I'm hoping that there can be more. We have so many kids who've diagnosed with ASD now, and there's more all the time. And helping families to connect with resources in the community, and also to feel supported in the community. So that's really at the very, very beginning. It's just in talks right now about how we're going to do this and how we're going to connect people with each other and who's going to be at the table. So I kind of wanted to put that out there. I don't think I have anything else. Were there any questions?
Thanks, Phyllis. I do have a question for you and Tyson, or even our providers. Is there a provider that focuses on this particular aspect?
There are. There's Access for Autism, which is based in Phoenix, but they now, I believe, have offices here. I do refer a lot of people to Autism Speaks and Southern Arizona Autism. I forget what it's called. And also there's some schools that are specific for kids who have autism. Intermountain has one, and there's a new one on Broadway. Other than that, I mean, there's some, all the providers have, I believe, staff who are skilled in working with kids with autism, or will pull in community resources. But there's not as many community resources as there are kids who need them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds like a message out there to, increase the support in that arena. Wow.
I think in education, because stigma is a huge part of it. Parents often are afraid to take their kids out in the community because they don't know how they're going to act. And when their children have challenges with being out in the community, and not all of kids with autism do, but those who do, then they're looked at like it's like, spank your kid, or control your kid. And the parent doesn't feel like they want to have to go through a dissertation about my child has autism, this is too much noise or something, they shouldn't have to do that. So I would go out in the community with my grandson, and if he had a meltdown and he doesn't have autism, it would be embarrassing because people are watching you and looking at you and saying you're a bad parent. And I think that's part of the issue also for parents, is how can I support my child and ignore and let go of everyone that's watching me and making all these assumptions if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm at the mall, or I try to take them to a movie. Because he's doing so well, and now we're going to a movie, and yet halfway through the movie, he can't sit still anymore and is reacting. And I've experienced that with my grandson, but not because he has autism, because he has other issues. So I think that's part of it too, is educating the community about these. It's not a character flaw, and it's not bad parenting that kids have autism. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now. Sorry.
No, I feel like I'm sitting here nodding my head. Yes, 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 yes. Experience with you. Yes, I have a child that put me through it, and it wasn't autism. It was just a child, and then having a proper community. And sadly, my experience is the community's gotten a little harder to please. Goodness gracious. Yeah, it's really hard to step out of line these days. It's a little frightening. I'm telling myself my current experiences have been out in the community. But anyway, thank you. That's so interesting. Did I hope it's okay here if forget the script. From the people in our community, the providers again, I hope if you've got anything on this topic, I would be open to it, especially just the support of the autism and of any other suggestions or any knowledge of any educational tools. A really good Disney movie, I'm kidding, that would have anything on this topic. Does anybody have anything on autism and children? And by the way, I'm not kidding. I think Disney would do a marvelous job of putting out a movie if it were allowed on autism. Okay, that's not going anywhere. I'll move on. I'm sorry. Thank you, Phyllis, and thank you, Tyson, very much.
Hey, Barbara.
Yes, Tyson.
Barbara, I think there's one thing that I think the committee's probably aware of. We're definitely seeing in adult populations the ripple effect of COVID as you know, the public health emergency has come to a close. But I recently was in a meeting with a school district and talking about how remote learning and the impact COVID had not only in the educational processes, but the social development. And we were talking across the span. So, you know, children who would have entered school in kindergarten all the way to the kids graduating high school. And I just think that, you know, just putting out there that we will continue, even as the public health emergency is ending, to see the ripple effect in our children, adolescent, young adult populations, and not always in something that could be diagnosed as clinical depression, but also socialization, problem solving, skills that are the social skills taught in school that we're seeing in the clinics that I support. And according to the school official that I was talking to, they're seeing in their fairly large Tucson district as well. So just put that out there as community members who are advocating, and we'll see this for years to come in the young adults, and of course the adults as well were impacted. But just, I guess as a reminder, or as we think about how we can continue to support these special populations as we move into a new phase outside of the public health emergency.
Thank you, Tyson. Yes.
Very well put, Tyson.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Tyson. Our next on our agenda is the administrative miscellaneous. And I think that I'm going to skip that because I want to develop, I have some questions for our committee members, but it would be just committee related. So, and I don't want to pull away from our meeting to discuss some things. So I think I'll work with Larry there on what's the proper way of asking, not to be mysterious or anything, but since we lost our vice chair, Susan, it's along those lines. I'll work with the committee on discussing some participation from our committee. But again, I think I'm just going to pass miscellaneous administrative items, unless committee members, do you have anything at all that comes to mind that you'd like to say? Or okay, anybody? Okay, how about REBA provider updates? And where shall we go with that? Who would like to step up? Any updates from our providers?
I can go first. This is Joe with Banner Health. I have no updates for the committee today. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks, Joe.
Hi, Barbara. This is Dominic Reynolds. I also don't have any updates, but wanted to remind this IOC, if you had questions for United Healthcare, to certainly submit those to Frederica, and we'd be able to bring back any updates or information needed.
Oh, that's good to know. Thanks, Dawn. Thank you.
This is Denise from Molina Healthcare, and I do not have any updates as well.
Thanks, Denise. Thank you.
And this is Karen Ulick from Arizona Complete Health. No updates at this time.
Thanks, Karen. And Karen, since you're going to be my, I'm going to be a nag, forgive me, to work on maybe a list here or there, could you please post your email?
Sure, I'll put it in,
I'll figure out how to copy that off, or maybe Frederica or Larry copy it off and send it to. We'll sort that out. Thank you so much. Okay. Do we have other providers, by the way, here? Frederica, looking at the list, did I miss anyone?
No, you didn't. You got everyone.
Frederica, by the way, you're so wonderful. Charlie is unfortunate about everything about you. Anyway, okay. And then we don't have anybody north or central today, so we don't have any updates there. In fact, is that today? Larry, did I miss that? I wanted to go to the north meeting that got reposted. Anybody? They canceled and then they reposted and I wanted to be there. When is that?
It was last night, Barbara.
Oh, I was doing chickens. Doggone it. Okay. I'll catch them next round. I want to see how they're doing up there. All righty. Then I guess I have to go out and read their notes. So I'll contact them. Well, anyway, anyone? Okay. I number one, want to thank everybody. And then does anyone have any other comments, business?
Hey, this is Karen. I from Arizona Complete Health. I'm going to cut and paste in here. We do have designated centers of excellence across a number of different key populations, including ASD. And so I just posted in the chat a link to our website that notes centers of excellence in these different arenas, Intermountain included, for the ASD population, but I just wanted to note that.
Perfect. Okay. What would be there, Karen? What would be there?
A list of providers who we have, we develop criteria for designating centers of excellence serving key populations. And so different providers apply to become a center of excellence, for example, serving children with autism spectrum disorder or other populations. And we run a review process and then designate them as centers of excellence. So that can be a really great guide for families seeking services for their kiddos or for example, for peer and family-run organizations, et cetera. So I'm just posting that in the chat there if folks want to see more about that.
So that would be good for Phyllis and Tyson and or anyone, I suppose. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. All right. Okay. And I just did a cut and paste of your email address. I've got it. Thank you. Okay. Any other comments or additions, subtractions? Okay. It looks like, do I have enough committee members left? I don't know. Wait a minute. I have one last line here. I've got a script I'm supposed to follow. Where is it here? Aha. It says, I'm asking for a motion for the adjournment of the Southern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee from from this meeting. Larry, am I doing that right? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And the next scheduled meeting will be held on, I believe it's June 27th. So I'm asking for a motion to adjourn.
Phyllis? I move to the adjourn.
Thanks, Phyllis. I need a second from someone on the committee. Let me see. Well, I'll second it. We are adjourned. I have to get used to this. You'll have to forgive me, all. I'll have to get used to this. But I want to thank everybody. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy. And you especially, Larry, okay? And thank you all.
See you next month.
Thank you.
See you next month. Wonderful. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Jason.